This is audio clip B for the Knowsley Mayo and Revelstoke Drive walk route. This view of Wembley Bay has a tale to tell of what's been and gone and what might have been. In the early part of last century, a plan was hatched to build a huge port complex from Garra Point, just below you here, straight across to Wembley Point on the far side of the bay. But the scheme couldn't get past the House of Lords. Wembley Point was once the site of a sprawl of 200 chalets as part of a holiday park. It later became home to the Naval Gunnery School, HMS Cambridge, and the boom of the big guns echoed for nearly half a century until it closed in 2001. Meanwhile, land on both sides of the estuary mouth was used as a decoy town to lure German bombers away from Plymouth in World War II. The cunning use of lights and controlled detonations at night gave the impression of a town under attack, although by day you would see nothing more than a scattering of sheds. Wembley Bay is a peaceful spot these days, but is still brimming with life. The foreshore is a rock pooler's heaven, while brilliant corals and anemones inhabit the rocky reefs below the waterline, and if you dive deeper still, you'll find the pink sea fan. This coral looks like a very beautiful and unusual pale pink plant bushing out into branching fronds. In fact, the pink sea fan is made up of a colony of tiny anemone-like creatures which create a shapely skeleton. Sea fans grow very slowly, and so damage from fishing nets or dredging can be disastrous for them. Dolphins, porpoises, seals and even basking sharks have been seen in the waters of Wembley Bay, so keep your eyes peeled for strange shapes in the water.